listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Man, I barfed up a
lot. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott, and that was Papooch, the Papooch. Who got us into the heavy metal episode 56,
right.
Part 3, John.
Of a three-part episode.
Three-part episode.
Yeah.
You're just joining us.
All right. This is Phalo again.
Phalo.
Yeah.
You know, when I was watching Equilibrium, which we talked about in Part 1, they had some, like, heavy metal, but it was like, saturated studio musician heavy metal. And I'm thinking, why didn't they put Phalo in the soundtrack, man? Phalo is timeless. Timeless.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, I got a text message.
Who is it from?
My wife.
She's well, share.
In Vegas.
Oh, she's in Vegas.
And she wrote, "What's up with you?"
What's up with
so
you?
So she's obviously drunk.
Obviously.
She's drunk, man.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Isn't that right, Papooch?
That's right.
That is correct, sir.
Unfortunately, what happens in Papooch's studio apartment, Manhattan, does not stay in Papooch's studio apartment, Manhattan.
This is also correct.
Because when we slept over one time, the Papooch brought home some woman and had like a sex show.
That's right.
Right in
us.
The studio apartment.
Woo!
The Papooch.
That would be my wife.
A live sex show with his future wife.
Only to be topped by the Jay and Scotters sex
show. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, John. You've heard of Kenneth Lay.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Skilling.
Oh, yeah.
And Enron.
Yeah, totally.
Papooch, you've obviously heard of Enron, right? You are in the financial industry.
Yeah, they're Republican friends of his.
Did you make any money off of Enron?
I did not.
You did not. That's unfortunate. Because you would have been stealing the money of hardworking salt-of-the-earth type of employees.
Yeah.
You would have been stealing their pensions.
Barrels with arms. Barrels for arms.
Yeah, with arms.
I keep hitting my glasses on the mic.
Well, stop it.
It's like, oh!
Rich and powerful men who are friends with U.S. presidents do not go to jail, John. But if George Bush called you Kenny Boy, and just about everyone else had met in your adult life called you sir, you would obviously be shocked and a little outraged at the thought of being locked up. And that's just what happened with Kenneth Lay, John.
What?
Used to have an overdraft facility of $40 million. He lived near the top of an exclusive condominium where there was staff to park the car and bring in the shopping, John. He was the son of a preacher who went to church every Sunday, and he also convinced that God is behind him. "I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me," he said after the verdict. "We believe that God, in fact, is in control and indeed does work all things for good for those who love the Lord." Well, it's too bad because Kenneth Lay and Skilling were convicted on most of the counts.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be going to prison, John.
They'll be getting it in the bum.
In the bum.
That's right.
Now, Papooch, you're in the financial market. How did the Enron scandal affect you?
Those evildoers.
It did not.
It did not at all.
Not at all.
Not even just chit-chatting around the coffee pot.
Not at all.
Water cooler.
Coffee pot.
It would be
because we have
espresso machine.
Centrally located coffee pot.
They have an espresso machine, and I'm the pussy, John.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Wait.
He has
wait,
an espresso.
Espresso makes me a pussy.
No, there's other things that make you a pussy, but that just adds to it.
Like the hair between your legs and that slit.
In the vagina, you mean, John? The vagina?
There are ladies present.
In the Volova?
Volova.
It's okay. Scott's heard this before.
The Voluva.
That's a good one, Tony.
Yeah,
did you hear what he
good.
Said? That was funny, man.
I heard
that
what he said.
And now Scott's going to go quiet.
Dude, there's finally, ladies present. I'm no, finally Scott's getting heard it. This before. Scott-tweena.
Hey, I'm not the one with the gina, okay?
Leave Scotty alone.
Thank you.
He's a good girl.
You know what this reminds me of, John? This bannering, this back and forth, and this...
what's
like
that,
a fucking
John?
Tennis
cutting
match.
Down. It reminds me
forth.
Of the great RBPC show, John. You remember RBPC?
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
With Pez?
pretty funny. Hey, kiss the Mexican.
RBPC.
Mexican. Why are you saying Mexican?
2 or 3 months in a row, they were in the top 10 podcast alley. How do you think that happened, John? Do you think it was a massive amount of listeners?
No.
Papuch is going to hook us up, man. He's gonna hook us up with proxy voting.
Well, oh, I apologize for the... I feel sorry for you guys for the Sarah shit. Oh, my God. I'm totally toast.
He is totally toast.
So that means it was good. Was it good?
Oh, it's good, Erica.
Was
but
it good?
I could broker the XM deal.
Right.
And, you know, so I don't want to hear
broker
this bullshit.
The XM
How many times? Now, let me tell you a story about this guy.
Are you thinking of the same story I am?
Yeah, there's two of them.
One,
the dry
two,
cleaning.
Three.
Dry cleaning story.
Oh, no, I got the all ages concert story.
Oh, yeah. Or I got the David Letterman story.
We got a lot of Papuch stories. The Papuch.
Hey, man. My dry cleaning, can I get it tomorrow? Hey, whatever you want, man. Yeah, the guy's coming today. Okay, guy picks up the dry cleaning. I give it to him. I need my shit back tomorrow. You sure this guy did? Oh, yeah. The next day, the guy delivers Tony's clothes, but not mine. Hey, where's my clothes, man? Oh, man, it's holiday weekend. Sorry, you get your clothes Wednesday.
No can do.
I'm leaving Monday. So what does the Papuch do? I know I told the story before.
My shit showed up the next day.
But I didn't tell this part. He sent me my pants and shirt in a FedEx box. And when I took it out, it was a fucking accordion. My clothes went to a dry cleaner to be cleaned and pressed. And Tony sent them to me.
It's an accordion.
It is an accordion. They couldn't get the wrinkles out of them. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, John.
Did you get your pants back?
Yeah, I did. Thanks,
kiss
man.
My ass.
All right. Yeah.
Did you get in his pants?
Oh, yeah. We got in Tony's pants.
Nice.
That was when John was running in his sleep.
Did
on
you
the
get
couch.
Your pleated jeans back, John? Oh,
yeah.
No. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they
only
were pleated.
Faggots
all right.
Wear pleated jeans.
Not pleated jeans. Pressed.
Look
jeans.
At your own goddamn pants, you fucking faggot. With the
they were pressed and they were pleated.
No,
they had a line right down the middle of
yeah,
jeans.
Look at,
that's
not pleated.
That's creased.
That's pleated.
No,
creased.
That's creased, you cocksucker.
All pleated right, is when they're folded over.
Listen,
at the top.
Tony's called you a cocksucker, but he's the one wearing the pressed jeans.
Look at Scott's pants. He's got fucking creases in them, too.
These
well,
aren't
that's
jeans.
That's just from sitting.
They're not jeans.
Stupid ass.
It's from his giant balls, the
My
creases.
My balls. Yeah, I got the camel toe.
It's your nose.
You
it's
have
whistling.
The camel
Who's
toe.
Nose?
Scott's.
Who's?
It's like a... It's like...
I can't even whistle. I couldn't.
All right, now let's
yeah,
get
where's
in,
the train?
Let's get into the W. Oh, so what I was going to say about RPPC... What did I just say? RBP. That's right. RBPC.
Fuck, we're only 10 minutes into this thing.
Used to be in the top 10, John. You know how many votes they have this month?
None.
Yes. That would be incorrect. That would be incorrect.
Okay, wait.
Go ahead.
33.
One.
One?
One vote.
That's because they're not doing their
no
little
comments.
Thing that they were doing every month.
What do you mean?
Wow.
What are you saying? What are you insinuating?
They're
proxy
voting. You know, Scotty, I know that all your fans stopped voting before you because you said you hated the whole voting thing.
That's why I stopped voting.
He probably had...
But I still vote for you.
Well, if you have an internet,
hey,
don't you?
I got it yesterday.
All right, then.
So I will do it.
Well, the W thinks tomorrow. He knows who helped him out.
I was gonna say today.
The who? W thinks he knows who helped him out.
Who somebody's it? Friend or somebody's neighbor.
Yeah.
Somebody's friend or somebody's neighbor.
Yeah, help Pez out.
Yeah.
On the internet.
That's right.
And that's the truth.
Well, John, I have this question. Pez hasn't put out anything since March.
That's a very interesting question.
Will we ever hear from RBPC again?
Probably not. Who voted for him? Did you happen to catch the name?
Voted for... No.
Because there was only
it
one?
It was not a comment. It was just a vote. One vote.
I remember when you guys used to hit like the just on the lower side of 100.
Lower side of 100. And then what happened?
You opened your big ass mouth.
We got fed up with the system. A flawed system. So we say, fuck the voting. But if you'd like to leave a comment, please visit PCA.
Don't be ridiculous.
And type
and now
in
you
GTN.
Can visit, what, myspace.com, Total Talk Nonsense?
Sure. Visit that, too.
Chill
or call our Skype line.
Chill out.
Or call
Chill
TTN.
Out. Right.
Just.
Call TTN.
Jim.
Right.
And don't forget to the don't forget to go to the TTN homepage.
I think I called.
When I'm not surfing the internet for hot talking, I like to call Total Talk Nonsense on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493.
I have it programmed in my phone.
Why do you gotta talk over the punchline?
Right over the punchline. Talks right over the punchline.
I thought it was done.
Hi, this
all
right,
is AKC's Total
Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot! You motherfuckers! Get off your ass and start a riot! Go to podriot.com!
Yeah.
Why'd you cut it off?
Because Scott's got something to go to.
Let's
and I didn't
get
wanna,
to the W.
I just wanted to say that this,
12.
This show is part of the Pod Riot Network.
And if you go to our homepage, you can see some of our merchandise.
You have merchandise?
John's wearing some this evening.
I like it.
Hold on. We got a new doorbell at the studio?
Yeah. This one's different.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to go get it. Hold on.
All right. Hold on. Here he goes.
Hey, how are we doing on time?
12 minutes.
12 minutes into
it. We got a lot of time. How much do we need?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Hey.
I don't know. Phil was just waiting at the door. He just stood there. Usually I open the door and he
Come
walks
on,
in.
Sit down already, man.
But he just stood there. I was like, hey, man, come on in.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hey, Phil.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it was at the gig. Phil showed up, right?
I think so.
Nice.
All right, Phil. What the fuck is he? What is he doing?
Well, you know, we're
Tell
back
him to
at
take
the studio.
His fur coat
we're
off.
At the gig studio at the band.
And there's guests here, and it kind
and
of
there's
throws
guests
him all
here.
Off.
You know, it's got to throw the guy off a little bit.
There's a guy in a tie here.
You know, yeah, guy in a tie.
And
papooch.
A girl in short shorts.
Yeah, what do you think of?
Pie.
You got
nice.
Say hello to Erica and the Pooch.
Oh, Erica, it's good to see you again.
Oh, you too, Phil. How
and
are
papooch,
you?
And the Pooch, it's a pleasure.
Hey, I asked you how you were.
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you.
All right, just sit there while Scott...
Yeah, I got some W to bush through.
The Bush through.
Yes.
Yes.
Congress sends Bush bill hiking indecency fines. Have you heard this?
There's no rules,
but I'm going to make the rules. The U.S. Congress on Wednesday sent President Bush a bill to boost fines tenfold to $325,000 on broadcast television and radio stations that violate decency standards.
So why,
why?
Spit it out, John.
So why?
Why if
who?
why if what the fuck am I trying to say?
He's got nothing. Go ahead.
He's totally
I was trying to do
that.
But yeah.
Bong.
Oh yeah, I got
Follow
it.
Follow after me.
I got it. I got
I've
it.
I got nothing.
I got it.
Go ahead then.
Well, we said it before. There's no more radio. It's done. It's toast. The future is here. The future is satellite. I think terrestrial radio is toast. So you got to wonder, all these media companies, why they're not fucking going crazy and getting their shit together and suing the government.
I couldn't disagree with you more, John. And I'm going to tell you why.
I think you could disagree with
radio
me more.
Radio is dead. I'll agree with that, but not for this. This is not the reason. This makes it exciting for TTN, John. You know why?
Why?
Because now it's enough money for the networks to actually get their lawyers together and go after this stupid law.
Well, that's what I said.
Right. No, you said why haven't they done it?
Oh.
Because the fines were too inexpensive.
Oh, they weren't enough.
They weren't enough. Oh, now that they are, then they're going to put their... Before, they just pay them off. Yeah, here's your fucking money. Shut the fuck up. Now, it's so much money. Yeah, let's throw our team of lawyers at it.
The thing is that they're going after the broadcaster now, too. So the broadcaster's going to be like, what kind of show could I put out there that anybody's going to listen to? I'm out of here.
Right.
So they're going to lose a lot of talent, is what I'm saying.
Where are they going to go, John?
They're going to invade our space.
Podcast?
They're going to be podcasting then for free, like us. And like Mike D.
Well, don't get too comfortable, John.
No.
Isn't it like a tennis
Because
panel?
U.S. regulations bar obscene material from being aired in limited broadcast television radio stations from showing indecent material, like sexually explicit scenes or profanity. Indecent content is only between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. when children are less likely to be watching or listening. Those regulations do not apply currently to satellite television or radio.
Right.
Cable television. Some lawmakers had considered expanding the rules,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, right, right.
To include those subscription services, but feared a court would find that it violated free speech. And I still don't understand how a court can't figure out that these bogus decency standards. Who makes decency standards? What the hell are those? They're so goddamn abstract.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, I can't believe that not only violating free speech, but it's going to – how do you define decency standards? And now that the money's involved, you're going to see the networks going after this stupid law, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, won't it, John?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're not going to protect their people, man.
Right. They
so
are
they,
not.
They better – you know, for them to just go at it and not protect the people that they employ, the talent – what's bringing him the dough? Well, what'll happen here is when they want to bring talent on, if they're smart enough, the talent will drop a contract that says, hey, anything happens to me, you guys are paying all the bills.
Right. Right. You know who we should get on the show, John, is Mike D.
Yeah.
He could tell us from a broadcasting
Why don't you send him a personal
professional
invite?
Perspective. Of how this law affects him.
I would bet that he knows pretty good about that.
Right.
Because he hangs out with Ian and those guys from FTL. Free Talk Live.
Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. You ever listen to her show?
From what I understand. I have not. And my iPod shit
What's
crapped
this?
Out on me again.
I like their show. Tony'd like their show. Free Talk Live.
I've never heard it.
Right up your alley, man. You probably support the New Hampshire Free State Project.
No.
I would if it was here, not there.
Back at you.
I bet you I could do one better.
Yeah? Let's see it.
We have to give me a few minutes.
All right, then.
Whip it
one
out.
Last W story. The W. Before we get to Phil's news. How are we doing on time, by the way?
We're at 19.
Like 19. Nice. I
I'm
think
getting
has
you a clock.
15 minutes worth of news.
Is
Isn't that
drag.
Right, Finn?
You can't read that there?
Is a drag.
Well,
that
I
is
have
correct.
About, I timed it. It's about 17 minutes, but I
is
think I
drag.
Can fit it in if you need me to.
It's
All right, then. Let me tell this one last W story. W stinks.
What?
Tried worst president since World War II, a poll says. Voters aren't just dissatisfied with the Bush, the W.
That's right, it stinks!
They think he's the worst president since World War II, according to a shocking new Quinnipiac University poll.
And that's the truth.
Wait, did you just say Polish people think Bush is the worst?
Yeah, that's a good one. Bush has sunk so low in the public's estimation that Richard Nixon, who resigned in disgrace after Watergate, looks good by comparison. While 30% of the poll participants rated Bush the worst president, Nixon got thumbs down from 17%.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And Democrats just plain don't like the W. The war in Iraq is the primary reason for Bush's unpopularity. But even in the so-called red states, voters disapprove of Bush by 52%.
Pardon me?
Adding insult to injury, former President Bill Clinton emerged in the poll as the second best of the 11 post-war presidents, right after Ronald Reagan.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
There's no contest for the GOP favorite. It's the Gipper. But there may be a silver lining for Bush despite job approval numbers that remain in the cellar.
It's fuzzy math.
He might finally have hit bottom. And he can't go any lower.
Yeah, that's not what the pundits are saying, man.
What are they saying?
They're saying that Del Zarqawi is kicking him back in, and but they're not sure just yet. They're not high fiving in the White House, but they think this might help out. Plus, of course, some Democrats being all fucked up and can't get a story straight or actually come to some sort of conclusion as a team as to what the issues are. I'm afraid that the Senate might end up still being Republican.
Yeah, plus the voting and the cheating and the automated voting machines.
I don't care Republican or Democrat, just as long as there's a balance so that, we found, though, the Bush figures he can do anything regardless what the Congress says.
Right, he just makes his own little signing statement.
Now that we know that.
Here's how it applies to me, John.
Okay. An editorial by Scott.
The president.
And we can't wait.
All right, whenever Phil's ready, we can turn it over to him. Well, thank you, Scott.
Are you having fun, John?
I thought you were going to say what applies to you. I thought you were going to give us an editorial.
No, I don't give editorials. Not
he was
me.
Just making a statement.
Yes.
Oh.
I make statements.
Okay.
I talk fact, John.
You
I
make
talk
mistakes.
The truth. I talk
only,
the truth, folks. The truth.
Only facts.
The truth. The truth. All right.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
Whenever Phil's ready. You ready? You feel ready? Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken-Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight. Baby Damien born of the Jackal on 666. A horror film fan who prayed that her baby would be born on 666 named her new boy Damien. The boy, weighing 6 pounds and 6 ounces, was born 6 days after his mom was first induced.
Mom?
Special needs teacher Susan Cooper chose the name as horror classic. The Omen is her favorite film. A remake of the film was released yesterday.
She did not.
Starring Cebus Davis Fitzpatrick. I wonder if Patrick Fitzgerald and Gerald Fitzpatrick.
The gay twins?
As the devil's son, Damien. Susan, 36, said, "We're overjoyed about a baby. The Omen is one of my favorite films, and that's why I was keeping my legs crossed for the birth on the 6th. It does seem a bit weird, but he's a perfect baby. Nothing at all like Damien in The Omen." Husband Michael, 35, of Clendon, Somerset.
She from Australia?
Susan to Southmead Hospital in the Bristol last week after she started suffering from back pain. Doctors began to induce the baby, but it wasn't born until 6:06 a.m. yesterday. And electrical engineer Michael said, "It was a devil of a birth, a real horror show. Susan and I love horror films. It took a bit of persuasion for Susan to call him Damien, but it seems fitting considering the date." Ugh. Next story, John.
Never.
The city of Los Angeles has announced last year
it's an Irish name.
All right, I'll start over. Thank you, John. The city of Los Angeles has announced the last year of its syphilis rate rose 40%. In related news, the city's new slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in L.A. Next story, John. German police looking forward to German police looking forward to upcoming World Cup.
Steaches
now that they have the power to arbitrarily strip search hot women.
Oh, yeah.
German police will have the right to strip search even those World Cup fans heading to stadiums whose behavior gives them those specific grounds for a suspicion. Sports news agencies. I think I'm going through puberty.
Sports.
The powers follow a ruling by the regional court of the state of Saarbrücken. The court dismissed claims by a 16-year-old girl that the strip search by police before a second division match between Dynamo Dresden and FC Saarbrücken in March last year was inappropriate and infringed her personal rights. Typically, police search those fans they suspect of violent behavior, but the girl was one of several female fans who was really hot and ordered into a cabinet forced to strip naked before the match. Next story, John. Germans are damned upset about Budweiser being the official beer of the World Cup.
What's your
fucking
point? Maybe Phil's distracted.
It's a Spülwasser, says one man, which is German for hell. I don't know. Next story, John. Dutch driver caught doing 180 kilometers per hour in a 55 kilometer per hour zone claims he was only trying to dry off his car while washing it.
While washing it?
He's confiscated the car and driver's license of a Dutchman caught speeding who said he only wanted to dry his car after he had washed it.
Oh, after
the 27-year-old was stopped in Amsterdam driving at 180 kilometers per hour. Because he did not have a driver's license with it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he did not have a driver's license with him, this cleaner car was confiscated until he produces it.
Is it the Pope's son?
Police spokesman said. Next story, John.
It might have been.
The Church of Scientology is spreading its gospel to NASCAR fans. Apparently, you don't need all your teeth to reach OTV 6. Next story, John. Now that Chicago has banned foie gras, Alderman may be looking at the possibility of banning fatty fried foods first. They came from my corn dogs, and I said nothing, John. If the city council can ban foie gras, a fatty liver delicacy that most Chicagoans never tasted and cannot afford, why not ban a product that's known to cause obesity and heart disease? Chicago's most powerful alderman raised that question Wednesday, then began to answer it by thinking out loud. Finance Committee Chairman Edward M. Burke has an ordinance pending that would ban Chicago grocers from selling meat treated with carbon monoxide to make it look pink and more appetizing.
Oh, that's a nice cock in there. I'd like 4 pounds of
Burke
cock,
said
please.
It might be a good jumping-off point to target French fries and other fast foods that's cooked in artery-clogging oil. And food that's processed or loaded with additives and preservatives. Next story, John.
They come from Artateria, the Artateria.
In related news, John, a lawyer says his client was too fat to burglarize his neighbor's house. In other news, McDonald's adds legal defense to their menu list. Next story, John. High school principal wants to press charges against two students who grabbed his ass at graduation.
Steachers and tutants?
It's a daily Cleo's graduating class that the principal won't soon forget. Principal Keith Smith was working to press charges against two students he says grabbed his bottom after they accepted their diploma.
Two tutants?
Smith says he's in shock and frankly embarrassed about what the two students did when they took the stage. They came over to shake my hand, he said. As they were shaking my hand, they reached around and grabbed my ass and started rubbing it. Smith then says he's just but one, two students did want that in front. Let me start over. Smith says, not just one, but two students did that in front of thousands of people at the Cleo Amphitheater Sunday during graduation.
Nice.
Unfortunately, since they are graduated, basically done with school, that's why I contacted the police.
Why are they always hillbillies, man?
I do think of actions and consequence. There should be a consequence for this action.
They're all either a hillbilly or the Pope.
Next story, John.
That's because it's Phil.
If you live in West Virginia, there's a 42.8% chance that anyone you meet over the age of 65 will have no teeth. Nearly twice the national average. Next story, John.
Is that where the toothbrush was invented?
No, yes.
Because otherwise it would be called a teeth brush?
That's right, John. You and I work well together, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
Next story. Al-Qaeda's new man in Iraq. Abi Abdullah Rahman Iraqi. Let the airstrikes begin. Al-Qaeda in Iraq confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and vowed it will continue its holy war in a statement posted on the web on Thursday. We want to give you the joyous news of the martyrdom of the Mushhad Sheikh Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Said this statement, signed by Abul Abab Rahman al-Iraqi, identified as the deputy emir or leader of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Shut up, dude.
The death of our leaders is life for us. It will only increase our prestige.
Wow, he's German now.
He's German.
In continuing the holy war so that the world of God will be supreme, it said. Next story, John. Thailand's king. Thailand's king celebrates 60 years on the throne. Finally emerges in wipes.
King.
Okay, you stepped all over my punchline.
I'm sorry.
Thailand king celebrates 60 years on the throne. Finally emerges in wipes. Next story, John. Bad. A semi runs you off the road. Worse, you land in a canal. Even worser, John. The canal is full of alligators.
Worstest.
You're legally blind without your glasses, and they flew off on your face.
Wait, you're legally blind without your glasses?
Why
the fuck would you be wearing glasses?
And they flew off your face. A Miami College student managed to escape an alligator-infested canal after a large truck ran him off the road. Eddie Melendez, 21, told the Miami Herald he was headed home from Tablet Alligator Alley when he found his 1993 Honda sailing into the canal. Or do you say, ca-anal, John? I was getting across the medium four lanes and trying to use my emergency brakes and everything. I broke the fence and went into the canal.
It's Mexican.
The next thing I know, I feel water through my legs, he told the newspaper. Though legally blind without his glasses, which flew off in the crash, Melendez managed to climb back up the road where he was spotted by a passing trucker who called police. When police arrived at the scene, they found four alligators lazily circling Melendez's car. Next story, John.
Those damn alligators.
Billionaire Dick Sheehat. Next story, John. Texas funeral director accused of hiding a baby inside a dead man's pants to avoid paying the $50 cremation fee. The Texas Funeral Service Commission said a woman accused of hiding a baby's body in a man's pants for cremation should lose her funeral director's license. Officials said Stephanie Barkley of Houston was apparently trying to avoid paying an extra $50 if it would cost to have the baby cremated. Commissioner Chairman Harry Whittington said, I believe this is absolutely the worst case I've seen in 7 years. The commission also recommended filing the 41-year-old Barkley $41,000. The recommendations now go to a state administrative law judge for trial. Next story, John. Twister slams Wisconsin. In related news, few able to keep right foot on red and left hand on blue without falling over. Next story, John. There are some people you shouldn't ask for a light when getting out your crack pipe. The cops working in the police station, for example, John. A Peterborough man who knows that not only is smoking in a police station illegal, smoking crack in a police station is rarely legal. Illegal. City police say a man walked into the station early Thursday morning and asked the desk sergeant for a light. That's when the man pulled out a partially filled crack pipe. Needless to say, the man was immediately arrested. The 50-year-old man was charged with possession of a controlled substance. Next story, John. This is an actual headline, folks. Osama bin Laden keeping a low profile. As opposed to last week when he was on Leno and Letterman. Next story, John. The W to tour mansions ravaged by estate tax. The W's encourage Congress to focus on perhaps the most dire issue facing the nation today. The estate tax and its devastating impact on the richest Americans. Mr. Bush said that repealing the tax could aid tens, even dozens of Americans. Former FEMA chief and Iberian horse expert.
Iberian?
Michael Brown has been tapped to reach out to the victims of the tax.
Iberian.
President Bush has encouraged members of Congress not to delay in the efforts to improve the fortunes of some of the worst suffering Americans, those devastated by the estate tax. And here I go, a cut and paste error in my news. I really need an intern for this. Next story, John. Woman cited. This is our last story, John. This is our last story tonight, John! Right?
What am I supposed to do?
Woman cited in Cedar City, Utah for riding a motorized cart inside a store with no pants and underwear on. Bonus, she claimed she had been left in town by a traveling circus. A 28-year-old woman was cited for lewdness for exposing herself inside a store. The woman was riding a motorized cart inside Lids Marketplace on Thursday with her pants around her ankles and not wearing underwear. Customers didn't notice the woman until she would stand up from the cart and bend over to look at the items on the shelf, exposing her ass.
Her veg.
The woman told police she arrived in Cedar City with the circus but was left behind. And that's the news, John.
Oh. Oops. That's the wrong one.
Oops. That's the wrong one. Bad.
It's nice to meet you, Phil.
Hey, man. Thanks for great job again on the news there, Phil.
Yeah, no doubt, man. All right. See you later. You going now?
Yeah, I'm going to leave. Of course. I don't stick around. All right, Dad.
All right. See you later. All right, dickhead.
All right.
Usually he says fuck off.
What happened? Not today.
Not today, John.
What's up
with
that?
Not today.
Suck your pussy.
Maybe because of the guests.
That could be, yeah.
Because there are ladies in the room.
Might be.
Sure.
Yes.
Propa. He's proper.
Ooh, well, that was a good show, John. 56.
Ooh, yeah.
Episode 56, and we have our special guest, Erica.
Hello.
And,
the
Papooch, like all the way from New York.
Hello.
We'd like to thank them for coming.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Got anything you want to add?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Hi, Lori.
You came all this way? You don't want to tell any dirt on Lori?
There is no dirt to tell.
Okay,
she's very nice.
Yeah, I know she is.
She spread my dirt.
She did not. She did not.
Nobody needed to talk about that. There was only four
people in
the car.
I thought she was
going to
say legs.
Well, Scott had a dream about her.
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
No doubt.
But I was Jodie Foster in the dream.
Right.
She actually come across Lori, just was in her house.
I just saw her notebooks.
But she was very nice. I'm glad
closet.
She came out.
Yeah, she was. She's pretty cool.
And I hope she comes out for the Arlington gig.
Oh, yeah, right. Stefan C. Because
we are
coming.
A band, John.
Yeah, we are. We are a band.
Now that we know how important that World Cup is to those
wait.
Wannabes.
Wasn't there other fans?
We got to make preparations, the appropriate preparations.
Perforations?
Yes.
At the last gig, wasn't there other fans? Who were the other fans? TTN fans.
Oh, TTN fans.
Yeah, not AKC. Wasn't there somebody else?
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Schmuel was there.
Airwolf. Oh, no.
Airwolf wasn't there.
No,
he wasn't there.
All right, man. Are we almost done?
Wait, yeah, there was somebody else. Who was it?
I don't know.
Papooch, you have any last words?
No.
No.
Finally woke up.
No last words
no
from
last
the Papooch.
No last words.
All right, then. It was a pleasure having you. Let's have you back sometime.
All right, we got
to
go. We got
to
get out of here, okay?
All right, then.
We'd like to thank all of our listeners for listening.
Listeners.
Our teachers and students from Iberia that who listen to the show.
Good night, all.
Really appreciate it.
Good night.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.